starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
Okay, so all my investments are into the technology and bank sectors. I usually have a lot of difficulties investing in anything else, as I would usually invest in what I am passionate about. Banks play a backbone role by acting as an intermediary, providing and advising on a wide range of financing and saving solutions, risk management and payment services for all types of customers, and ultimately fueling the economy as we know it today. Without banks, nothing functions. Technology is shaped by society, and in return, it actively reshapes society in the way we behave, communicate, maintain relationships, consume, and entertain ourselves. So in both sectors, there are in fact only but a handful of companies leading the way, and you're most probably already one of their loyal customers. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the very first step and the very first reason why you should invest in them. Now, if you use them, you probably understand them, love them, or better yet, need them. Try an audit. We will call them things. Try an audit what makes up your own environment around you. Look around you. List them and research these companies. They are most probably listed on the stock exchange as they manage to become part of everyone's daily lives. So they are major. Let me do that exercise for you. Let me scan my environment for you. So I am in my home office and I have a TV manufactured by Sony. Listed company. I have an Electrolux minibar, a listed company as well. I have an iPad, an Apple Watch, and an iPhone, very much listed, and Apple makes up 51% of my portfolio. I have a Microsoft Surface Pro, very much listed company, and I have a Montblanc pen here, which is a brand which is owned by Compagnie Financière Richemont, a listed company as well, and I have a GoPro camera, which is also a listed company, etc., etc. This would be a very good start to filter major companies that are sitting in our houses and supporting our lifestyle compared to others. If you don't know where to start, this would be a very good first step, things you can see, feel, and use. Now, ask yourself this question after doing substantial research on such companies, of course. Now, I will take Apple to illustrate my thinking here. What is Apple's ability to disrupt and gain market share of any of the companies I just mentioned, should they decide it will be part of their growth strategy? Now, my answer for Apple is every single one. Now, if Apple decides, let's say, that they will build TVs, I can assure you that they will immediately disrupt the TV market and be a serious competitor to Sony. If Apple decides to build fridges and minibars connected to all your devices, they will seriously disrupt the home appliance market and be a serious competitor to Electrolux. If Apple decides to create a luxury brand similar to Montblanc, they would disrupt their whole world in an instant. And if Apple decides to create an Apple version of the GoPro, what do you think will happen to GoPro? Now, each of those questions are subject to research. And this is how I believe you choose the companies you decide to entrust your future with. Not because your best friend Paul read that this or that company, which will become most probably the next Facebook, to be able to invest in such dreams. You should have built enough of a capital to invest in startups that serve your dreams or visions of what the future of society will be. Now, investing in startups is money you must be ready to lose, as they have the highest risk of failure compared to any other investment. And I hope this helped you all make better decisions. And this is the way I do it. And I hope you will follow that reasoning as well. Now, in the meantime, stay healthy and stay invested.